The Holy Gospel today comes from the sixth chapter of Luke. And I'm sure when Jesus came down, that was the tune that was going. I'm pretty sure. We'll see. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and great multitudes of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. Well, you know, I wrote down a couple of words because the translation for the blessing which you have in the Gospel of Matthew, to the blessed are this, blessed are the rich, blessed are the poor, blessed are those who are hungry, blessed are those who weep. You will be filled. That's the one half. But then in Luke, we have these woes. And the first one, which I think for us is probably the most important one, is woe to you who are rich. And that's pretty much, including Stella right now, because she's got $5 she didn't have before, so probably for her, that's pretty rich. But we're all rich. That if you're here, I know most of you anyway, you've made it here. You have something to eat, maybe a place to stay. We're all rich at varying degrees. And Jesus says, welcome to the kingdom. Here's what it's going to look like. Blessed, or another word could be congratulations, or happy are those, or celebrating. Those are all the ways of talking about what that word blessed means. Blessed are those who are poor. That's the program that I'm after, Jesus says. So welcome to the kingdom and follow me. Now, if you're rich, whoa. And as I was thinking about this gospel, I spent last night, I stayed up till about 3, and I have my red letter edition of the Bible here, so that's all the words in that Jesus spoke or in red. So I looked through the Gospel of Luke to see, is that really true? Are the rich woe? Are we all woe people? And I'm looking throughout, and there's no way to get around it. You know, a rich guy comes up to him one time and says, what do I have to do to have salvation? And Jesus says, well, have you followed the commandments? You know, have you done all that? Oh, yeah. And so Jesus says, well, you just got to do one thing. Sell all your possessions. Give it to the poor. Come, follow me. And what did he do? He went away sad. Because he felt the woe of that. I was talking with a couple of widows about this text after the first service to see what they thought. Because we're all rich, but we may not all be poor right now. But we may be weeping for something. Because if you think about the crowd who came around Jesus, this is the first time Jesus speaks publicly. And the crowd is there. Some, if I can just touch his cloak, I know he has power. I can be healed. Maybe there'll be a word of blessing. because I'm hurting. I mean, how many of the people in that crowd were looking for that word of comfort and hope from their God through this man, Jesus? How many of them, like some of us maybe, have prayed forever for our child, our son, or our daughter, or our mom, or our dad, or another family member, a grandson, or a grandchild, looking for that word of hope, of joy? Blessed are those who weep, Jesus says. Welcome to the kingdom. Come, follow me. Like we've all been there. Those widows talked about that in the first service when I talked with them in between the service. And I said, what did you hear when Jesus spoke these words? And they heard some comfort, because these are two widows who just happened to have husbands die very closely at the same time. And they joined here together, happened to randomly be here. And now they have had a moment where they have together experienced joy, even in the midst of their grief and their weeping and their mourning. They're blessed because they came here. And they heard that word like the crowd heard the words of Jesus. And it brought them joy. It's real for them. That's what these crowds are looking for. That's what we're looking for as well. The joy, the peace, the comfort. But there's the woe still. Woe if you're rich. Well, the rest of the gospel, because I looked at it, like I said, it's filled with some helpful things for us who are rich, which is, I'm just going to say all of us for now. If you're not rich, then you can deal with the rest of the stuff. But for now, most of us who are rich, like me, a couple of things that are helpful. Jesus says, it's a journey. When Jesus says, welcome to the kingdom, follow me, it's not a one time and you're in and it's all good and everything's going to happen, because Jesus came for us who, not the healthy, but the sick. Those who have hurts. Us sinners who don't always get where we need to be and forget things or do things we shouldn't do. And Jesus says, there's got to be forgiveness. Lots of forgiveness. And I've come to tell you that you are forgiven. And he talks about that throughout the Gospel of Luke. Forgiveness is a huge theme. Prayer. That's what I talked about with the widows. It's a journey. It's not a one-time thing. Prayer is central to Jesus. Pray for perseverance. That joy will come. And it may be a moment, and it may be a moment in the future. But you already know. The widows reminded me that your next day is not guaranteed. God's presence is guaranteed. But your next day may not be. I'm sure some in the crowd heard what our widows heard, that both validation, oh, it's tough, and an affirmation of, I can step forward in faith knowing that God's presence will be there. That's the promise. So even if we're very rich and have $100 or $1,000 or $1 million or $1 billion, there's hope. It's not easy to be rich. Jesus said, it's about as hard as a camel going through the eye of the needle. That's how hard it is to be rich and to follow me. So his holy suggestion is, give your blessings away. Welcome to the kingdom. Follow me. Now, this morning as we were preparing for service, Terry played three chords to this first tune that you heard, the bell tune, which was fantastic. Wasn't that fantastic? Oh, man. Thank you again, Leah. That's just amazing. It's just a beautiful thing. And those first three chords, I heard a song, which I'd heard many times before on the radio, Desperado by the Eagles. Do you know that song, Desperado? If you know that song, good, then it'll make sense when you hear it sung in a second. And if you don't, you're going to learn a new song today by this group, the Eagles. Well, I looked at the lyrics because I'm not a lyrics person. I really love the tune. But the lyrics are about this desperado, which is a person who, in this song, is a person who's a ranch hand taking care of the fences and is lonely. Kind of like a lot of people in the crowd in Jesus' time. They were lonely. They were hurting. They wanted that word of encouragement just to touch the cloak. So here is this song, and listen.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one. I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able.
You know the Queen of Hearts is always your best friend.
Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well
there's just some people talking.
Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell in the nighttime from the day. Hey, funny how the feeling goes away, away. Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? Come down from your fences, open the gate. A rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. You better let somebody love you before it's too late.
That song matters because When Jesus is talking, he's saying, blessed are you all. You all. And you all is us. And it's this vulnerable new kingdom of God that's together. Us sinners together. Us rich sinners together. Us forgiven rich sinners together. To proclaim the good news. For all those like this character, this desperado, this person who is out alone and needs this place. That's what Jesus is proclaiming. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. Come. Come to the kingdom of God. Follow me. Amen.